My name is Barry. I'm 69 years old. Today is April 21st, 2018, and I'm speaking with Janice Kent, who is my wife. We're recording this interview in Los Angeles, California. So, Janice, can you tell me a little bit about your childhood, what you were like as a child?
I was born in Plainfield, New Jersey. I grew up in the 50s and 60s, and it was pretty much of a golden time. My parents, my mother was a bookkeeper, my father a shoe salesman, and I have two younger sisters. And my life was very happy and filled with family and school, and for me, plays. I was always interested in theater, which is what I pursued all my life, and I had a happy childhood, a very golden 50s, 60s childhood.
Okay, great. Tell me a favorite memory of me.
Oh, gosh, there are a lot of wonderful memories of you. So, let's see. Well, on my 50th birthday, I was surprised by you, and you took me to a restaurant where my friends were waiting to surprise me with a wonderful lunch, and then said you had told me, just pack a bag, and I had no idea where we were going, and your face was just beaming with joy, and it was just a wonderful surprise. We wound up the northern coast of California in Big Sur, which is stunning, and it was a wonderful, just seeing you be so happy to be making me so happy was a wonderful memory. That's only one of many, many, many.
Okay. Can you tell me about one of the most difficult moments in your life?
Ooh. Let me think. This is hard. it's painful. I'm trying to think I guess when one of them was when I saw my father being wheeled out from open heart surgery. And it was quite curious because we were in a hospital in Newark, New Jersey, and I have no idea why they would have wheeled him out. In my memory, it was sort of through a hallway that was open to a lot of people to view him as he was being wheeled out from surgery. Anyway, it was a very shocking experience because, of course, he looked dead to me, and he wasn't. And but it was my view of that, my first glimpse of what that eventually turned out to be. So it was quite painful at that time.
How old were you then?
I was probably 30-something, very early 30s, and he was in his mid-late 50s.
That's tough, right?
Yeah, it was very hard.
Can you tell me about one or two people who have been the biggest influences on your life?
Well, one of the... I always wanted to be an actor professionally, and when I went to college, there was an acting teacher who was... the first year he had taught at Emerson College in Boston, I was a freshman, and his name was Thomas Haas. And he didn't treat us like students. He treated us like actors. He was quite strict and held a very high bar. And I was terrified of him, but I tried my hardest. And at the end of my sophomore year, he took me aside and said, "Look, I think there are a lot of talented people in this program, and you're one of them. And I think that you can actually do this professionally. So that just was probably the impetus that I needed to pursue it professionally, which I did. So he was a profound influence on me. Wonderful teacher.
That's great. Anybody else?
Well, you've been quite an influence on me, and you've been someone who's shown me always to look for the good in things and to stay in the moment. And I think you've been a very good influence on me.
Thanks. Okay. What advice would you give to your teenage self?
Don't be so afraid. It's all fine. You can do this. Calm down. It's fine. I was very nervous. So stop being so nervous. It's all going to work out.
It has.
Yes.
Okay. Are there any positive moments or memories from your life that you think shaped who you are today? Are there any negative events or memories that you think shaped who you are today?
Oh, gosh. You know, these are interesting, hard questions, profound questions. What comes to mind is when I held my adopted daughter for the very first time after she was born. It had been an arduous process to adopt her. I was single, and it was unusual for women in late 1980s to have children on their own, not as common as it is today. And when I finally had gone through a couple of missed opportunities, and when I finally held her in my arms, my adoption attorney came by, and he said, I always feel like this is why I like to do this work, because I feel like I have one foot in the ground and one foot in the heavens. And this child was meant to be yours. And I think that raising her has very much shaped who I am today as a woman, certainly as a mother, obviously, but as a woman, as a person.
Any negative events or memories that you think shaped who you are today?
I was in a first marriage that was abusive. And I remember that husband, ripping up Ms. Magazine, and in a fit of anger, and was very much threatened by my attachment to what was then called Women's Lib, and the idea that women were people on their own and not sort of a reflection of a man. And that was profoundly strong memory. That it was a negative memory at the moment, but it definitely shaped and just gave me more courage to continue.
Can you tell me one of your happiest memories?
Oh, boy. That's probably recently when my daughter returned home after 2 years living abroad and told me that she had come home to stay. And I was driving up one of the California freeways in the carpool lane, and there were three of us in the car, after I heard that, she said, Mom, you're driving at 40 miles an hour in the carpool lane. And it just filled me with such joy that I forgot I was driving.
Oops. Can you tell me about some of the most important lessons you've learned in life?
I've learned that you need to keep your word. I've learned that you can only do your best, but striving to do your best feels great. I've learned to be kind is a watchword of my life. That a smile can make a big difference if you smile at someone. Being nice is a good thing. Being kind is a good thing. I've learned to keep growing, keep your mind open, always be open to new things and new ideas, that you can keep sort of a beginner's mind and always learn new things and enjoy that. Those are some of the things that come first to my mind. But it's just to be in the moment and enjoy this life and to give to others.
Excellent. What are you proud of? What are you proudest of personally and professionally in your life?
Well, professionally, I'm proud of the work that I've done as an actress. I sort of went from being the ingenue and then to playing a mom on the new Leave It to Beaver with Tony Dow and Barbara Billingsley, and I'm very proud of that. That was 105 episodes that were a joy to do. I'm proud that I directed a couple of them. And then I'm proud that I went on to play sort of these people in distress on different television procedurals. So I'm proud of the work that I did and have done as an actress and continue to pursue. Personally, I'm proudest of my family. I'm proudest of being married to you for almost 22 years. That this marriage is the marriage of my life and a good one, and one that keeps growing. And I'm proud of our children together, my stepsons and my daughter, and that I finally had the family I always wanted.
Okay. What are you most grateful for?
My health. I'm very grateful for my health, and the older I get, the more grateful I get. So, I'm the most grateful for that.
Can you tell me about the dumbest thing you ever did in your life?
Oh gosh, I don't know. I'm sure I've done a number of dumb things. I can't. Honestly, so sorry. I can't. One doesn't come to mind. Let me think for a sec. Dumbest thing. I'm blank. Just blank. Maybe this is it.
Okay. All right. Is there anything you want to tell me now that you've never told me before?
Oh. I'm not who I really said I was. No, is there anything? No. No, because I actually think there's nothing, because we've been very truthful with each other. We've agreed. We went into this marriage very consciously. We talked a lot about what we wanted it to be, how we wanted it to be, and telling the truth to each other and being honest and forthright and kind, you know, we're up there. So, no, I don't think I've kept anything from you. That maybe how much some of the shoes cost.
Oh. We'll talk about that later.
Or the clothes. Okay.
I think I have a clue.
Yeah.
Has your life been different than how you imagined it would be when you were young?
Not really. I imagined that my life would be filled with theater and filled with acting, which it's been. I think I dreamt the dream a little. I wish I dreamt the dream a little bit bigger about being an actor. I think I always just wanted to be acting, and I kind of wish I maybe had more of a vision of it on a bigger scale, that maybe I would have, made more money and been better known and all that sort of thing. But I've been very, very fulfilled by it. And I saw myself being married with children. So I don't, yeah, I think that's how I saw it.
That's good. How would you like to be remembered?
Oh, I guess I really would like to be remembered as being just a kind presence to be around, a person that made other people feel better about themselves, that was funny and positive and upbeat and a light.
And you are. Do you have any regrets?
I think that I didn't have my own biological child is a big regret of mine. However, that's a very double-edged sword because I adopted the child of my heart, and I love her unconditionally and to the moon and back. So I probably would not have done that or had her. So it's... Yeah, it's a double-edged sword about the regret, but I kind of regret that. And I think I regret being so frightened and timid for so much of the early part of my life and that I didn't take bigger risks and you know, shoot for bigger things out of fear. That's a regret of mine.
If you knew this was going to be our last conversation... Is there anything you've never told me that you want to share with me now?
I adore you. And I have just grown deeper and deeper in love and connection. And I had not had a good start with all of that in my time. So the fact that I get to tell you that and have this go into the Library of Congress... Hope you're all listening. I really lucked out. I got a good one.
And that's the last question, and that's how I feel, and I had a hard time even asking. Okay, done.
Wow, that was fun.